Text 1. Is social media changing how we speak? First reading. Listen to this interview about language change and answer questions 1 to 7. I am the first voice you will hear. I am the interviewer.
I am the second voice you will hear, representing author Lisa DeVries.
Good evening and welcome to Radio National. Tonight's discussion poses the question, is social media changing how we speak? Welcome to Lisa DeVries, our guest and author of the best-selling book, Let's Talk.
Great to be here with you, Matt, and hello to all your listeners.
Lisa, can you define social media for our listeners?
Sure. The term refers to online, computer-based technology that has become a new way of communicating, giving us quick electronic sharing of such content as personal information, ideas, documents, videos and photos. Among the most popular platforms are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube.
So, first of all, the big question, just how big is the use of social media here in Australia?
It's huge. In January 2021, almost 80% of Australians were active users of social media, compared to 58% in 2015.
Well, that's an amazing increase in the number of active users. So tell us more about how is social media changing how we speak?
Well, firstly, it's the words we use. English dictionaries, such as Oxford and Collins, have included new words that have sprung from social media. But, in fact, most of these new words are actually hybrids of existing terms or ideas. For example, terms like sharenting, which refers to parents sharing their children's lives on social media, and floordrobe, which means using your bedroom floor as a wardrobe.
Do we know where such words originated?
It's very hard to find their origins. Most have just been created by an unknown person somewhere in the network, and others have been created by social media hashtags or by celebrities on the internet. But because we're now sharing by text and tweets and Instagram, all these new words appear everywhere and spread very quickly.
We certainly have a vibrant, changing vocabulary these days, Lisa. You also mention in your book language tools being developed and used extensively on social media. Can you explain this to us?
Yes. For example, a widely used language tool is where a word is made from the initial letters of a group of words. Examples are LOL, laugh out loud, and TTYL, talk to you later. These are now commonplace substitutes for whole sentences. Whole conversations can be made up of such abbreviations that demonstrate how social media speeds up communication by providing faster interaction and more instant gratification.
Critics say that social media has led us to dumbing down our language. However, you constantly praise the power that social media has given us to control and take part in invigorating and developing our written and spoken language. Why is this?
Some people don't like the creation of these new words by social media because they're not traditional or conventional. But it's certainly not dumbing down. This is an exciting time of increased communication and dynamic language as new words are created, and these new words spread around the globe. We are crossing linguistic, geographical, and cultural boundaries in a whole new way, which is amazing.
And it isn't just the written language that we use on social media that's changing. Could you tell us more about how social media has affected our behaviour in social settings, particularly in relation to how we talk to each other?
There's a growing tendency for us to avoid public social situations. It is quite common to see people in meetings or couples in restaurants with their heads down, looking at their mobile phones, just scrolling through social media. This is leading, unfortunately, to more of us disengaging instead of making conversation or participating in social interactions. We need to make sure people are aware of social etiquette, which is to put your phone away when someone is speaking to you. Another change is that social media has made the way we speak much more casual. We are using informal language, shortened words, abbreviations, and even symbols such as emojis to communicate. However, using this new casual language has left so many people unaware of when it is inappropriate to use it. We need to ensure that we are teaching our children the clear distinction between this and the more formal language that you need in a more formal setting, such as a job interview.
Thank you, Lisa. This has been a fascinating and enlightening discussion about how our language is changing through the growing influence of social media.
Thank you, Matt. It has been a pleasure.
So, has social media changed the way we speak and write English? Yes, undeniably. And if you want to learn more about this phenomenon, read Lisa's book, Let's Talk. Text 1, Second Reading. Good evening and welcome to Radio National. Tonight's discussion poses the question, is social media changing how we speak? Welcome to Lisa DeVries, our guest and author of the best-selling book, Let's Talk.
Great to be here with you, Matt, and hello to all your listeners.
Lisa, can you define social media for our listeners?
Sure. The term refers to online, computer-based technology that has become a new way of communicating, giving us quick electronic sharing of such content as personal information, ideas, documents, videos and photos. Among the most popular platforms are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube.
So, first of all, the big question, just how big is the use of social media here in Australia?
It's huge. In January 2021, almost 80% of Australians were active users of social media, compared to 58% in 2015.
Well, that's an amazing increase in the number of active users. So tell us more about how is social media changing how we speak?
Well, firstly, it's the words we use. English dictionaries, such as Oxford and Collins, have included new words that have sprung from social media. But, in fact, most of these new words are actually hybrids of existing terms or ideas. For example, terms like sharenting, which refers to parents sharing their children's lives on social media, and floordrobe, which means using your bedroom floor as a wardrobe.
Do we know where such words originated?
It's very hard to find their origins. Most have just been created by an unknown person somewhere in the network. And others have been created by social media hashtags or by celebrities on the internet. But because we're now sharing by text and tweets and Instagram, all these new words appear everywhere and spread very quickly.
We certainly have a vibrant, changing vocabulary these days, Lisa. You also mention in your book language tools being developed and used extensively on social media. Can you explain this to us?
Yes. For example, a widely used language tool is where a word is made from the initial letters of a group of words. Examples are LOL, laugh out loud, and TTYL, talk to you later. These are now commonplace substitutes for whole sentences. Whole conversations can be made up of such abbreviations that demonstrate how social media speeds up communication by providing faster interaction and more instant gratification.
Critics say that social media has led us to dumbing down our language. However, you constantly praise the power that social media has given us to control and take part in invigorating and developing our written and spoken language. Why is this?
Some people don't like the creation of these new words by social media because they're not traditional or conventional. But it's certainly not dumbing down. This is an exciting time of increased communication and dynamic language as new words are created, and these new words spread around the globe. We are crossing linguistic, geographical, and cultural boundaries in a whole new way, which is amazing.
And it isn't just the written language that we use on social media that's changing. Could you tell us more about how social media has affected our behaviour in social settings, particularly in relation to how we talk to each other?
There's a growing tendency for us to avoid public social situations. It is quite common to see people in meetings or couples in restaurants with their heads down, looking at their mobile phones, just scrolling through social media. This is leading, unfortunately, to more of us disengaging instead of making conversation or participating in social interactions. We need to make sure people are aware of social etiquette, which is to put your phone away when someone is speaking to you. Another change is that social media has made the way we speak much more casual. We are using informal language, shortened words, abbreviations, and even symbols such as emojis to communicate. However, using this new casual language has left so many people unaware of when it is inappropriate to use it. We need to ensure that we are teaching our children the clear distinction between this and the more formal language that you need in a more formal setting, such as a job interview.
Thank you, Lisa. This has been a fascinating and enlightening discussion about how our language is changing through the growing influence of social media.
Thank you, Matt. It has been a pleasure.
So, has social media changed the way we speak and write English? Yes, undeniably. And if you want to learn more about this phenomenon, read Lisa's book, Let's Talk. Now answer questions 1 to 7.